The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 12th of July. The ACCC's recommendations to bring down power prices. And whilst we're on recommendations, Trump has made some to his NATO allies. So much sport, Origin, Wimbledon and the World Cup. Plus, a Beatles record is broken by Canadian singer Drake. This is your Squeeze today. Claire, yesterday the ACCC made 56 recommendations to bring power prices down by around 20%. Unacceptable and unsustainable is what the ACCC said of the high electricity prices facing Aussies.
Okay, so three quick things. The ACCC recommends that the government offers new producers who want to get into the market to make electricity, that they get a 10-year guarantee that's sort of underwritten by the government. So that means that they'll be able to get some finance because they're having difficulty for getting money from the banks to actually establish their power production. The second thing is that it says that the government should set up at what it calls a default price for standing offers. So if you're like me, until a couple of years ago, you just let your power bill roll on and your arrangement with your power supply just roll on, it meant that you're probably on a really expensive standing offer. So unless you actually go to the power retailer and say, look, what's the best deal I can get? They usually put you on a really, really high contract and you just don't know about it. So the regulator says that shouldn't happen. The regulator should set what it calls a default price, and that means right. that it's quite a bit down from those high, high offers, but it's still not high or low enough, rather, that the retailer can't still offer discounts under that price. So it's just one of those things where it says it's got to step in because the retailers are ripping off consumers, basically. And the third thing is that it says that solar subsidies should go. They're very expensive. Consumers are funding it to quite a high amount. So it says that the solar energy market is now working fine without the incentives, so the money should go to a better place.
Trump jetted off to the NATO summit in Brussels this week. First of all, quick update on what NATO is and its purpose, and what headlines has he drawn, as I assume there are some.
So NATO is the sort of big security bloc, I guess, that, you know, includes countries like Germany and the US and a whole heap of other countries. I won't go into it through there. But what Donald Trump has been saying for a long time, even way back in his presidential campaign, that the US is doing too much when it comes to security and world security, and that others should also be stepping up to the plate to help pay for it. So he's gone to that summit really saying that, guys, you've got to put your hands in your pockets and do a bit more about this. So that's ruffled a lot of feathers there.
Yes, he's encouraged his NATO allies to commit to 4% of their annual output to military spending, which is double the current target. And he's off to see British Prime Minister Theresa May tomorrow. And apparently there's an increasing gap between Australia's rich and poor, which has some economists alarmed.
There was a economics summit yesterday where the Deputy Secretary of the Prime Minister's Department and also the Head of the Treasury spoke. And, yeah, they made some really interesting comments about, you know, I guess looking across Australia's economy, certainly raising alarms that there are some people who are being left behind. And, of course, when you look at some of the by-elections, if you want to look at it politically, that are coming up there in regional seats, you know, jobs are hard. That wages need to go up. There's all sorts of things happening, so it's well worth a read today.
And in sport, first up, Origin. Queensland's beaten New South Wales at home, 18-12. Well, New South Wales had already won the first two of the three games, so it's a bit of a win for pride, but also the final game for Billy Slater for his state. So it was a neat send-off for him. And at Wimbledon, Federer's out, Claire.
Federer's out. Novak Djokovic, he's got through to the semi-final.
Yeah, Federer was up two sets, so yeah. It was quite the upset. Beaten by eighth seed South African Kevin Anderson.
Yeah, and Serena Williams, which is the other big piece of news, she's through to the game tonight that will decide the final two.
Yeah, she'll play tonight. And Nadal has literally just beat Del Potro in a pretty epic five-setter. So he's gone through. Similarly, the World Cup just happening. It is 1-1 at the moment, and we're just going to extra time, so we won't be able to bring you the final result in the podcast today, but I'm sure you won't be able to miss it elsewhere. And someone's broken a Beatles record. Which record is it? I'm sure they've got plenty.
Well, what do you,
who dared
what
to
do mean
this?
Someone? It's Drake. So he's more than someone. Like, everyone knows Drake, although, you know, talking to some people last night, they didn't know who Drake was, which I was shocked.
Yeah. No, I don't think everyone knows who Drake is.
So we've got a little bit of an explainer there. But, yes, he has an album out at the moment called Scorpion. At the moment, he has 7 of the top 10 singles in the Billboard top 10, which has broken the Beatles record, who had 5 at one time in 1964. So that's a pretty incredible achievement. Drake also broke a record last week. The album's had 1 billion total streams in its first week of release. So
wow,
incredible.
I could not tell you one of those 7 songs. So hopefully one of them's the subject line to educate me.
No, it's not. But the subject line is second name ever, first name greatest, which is from one of his earlier songs.
Oh, so it is a Drake tune,
it
at least.
It is a Drake tune, at least, yeah. I always like that line.
Some of our podcasts... listeners may have received a survey yesterday. If you did, we'd love your feedback on the podcast. If you didn't receive that, we'd still love your feedback. You can always email us, hello@thesqueeze.com.au. We get up at 5 a.m. to do this every morning, so keen to get it right for you.
It would be good, yep, if there's, you know, we're open to, what do they say, you know, things you've done well, opportunities for improvement. So let us know.
Constructive criticism.
We love it. Love it.
We love it. Have a great day.
The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.